Okay, so I'm a program manager on the Azure Marketplace team, and I'm here to talk to you today about the Azure Marketplace and DevOps as a scenario and sort of how you find and evaluate products in the marketplace relevant to your DevOps practices, and so you can get started really fast and adopt DevOps practices in your enterprise. And so just sort of quick show of hands, since we're such a small group here, how many of you guys are developers? Okay, great. How many are IT operations? Okay, great. Do we have business folks here? What are the rest of the folks here? Are you ISVs? Okay, great. So let's get started. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the marketplace. We're going to talk about DevOps practices and sort of basics, and then go into how you evaluate products with the marketplace that you get from different ISVs, and then talk a little bit about customization, extension, and how to really make things work in your environment, and then talk about how you can really leverage the folks from Microsoft who work with your enterprise to be successful. And so you guys can hear me okay, right? I know that there's like the party music and, okay, great. Okay, so when you look at the cloud platform, really finding products that extend the cloud platform and services is quite hard. Discovering and evaluating these products is expensive, and really being able to pick and choose the right products that work for you is hard. And then also kind of being able to choose the right scale for your deployments is a difficult problem. And then integration with applications and services, and also understanding whether it's going to actually work with the rest of your deployment in the platform is a hard problem. And so this is stuff that customers really find difficult today and talk to us about. And so the marketplace is really here to help you with that scenario, right? So the marketplace is not just a growing portfolio of applications. We have new applications that come in every week, but these applications are vetted. They're from ISVs and they're from our partners, and we vet them as we add them into the platform, so you know that they're certified and they work beautifully from the get-go. And it also is a great place for you to evaluate and discover these products in a single place. In many cases, you can actually evaluate these products completely for free, even without an Azure subscription, and I'll talk a little bit about that later. And also, you get different types of scale, and so you can then decide which scale works for you, whether it's a proof of concept or a production deployment, and then figure out how to actually set these up in your enterprise, right? So the Azure Marketplace, as I mentioned, are products that are certified. They're from our ISV partners, but the big thing about them is that they're actually built on the different Azure services. So as we have a growing sort of foray of Azure services that get added to the platform every day, these are applications that integrate and extend the Azure services. And this is obviously a very, very small subset of all the applications that are available. There are thousands. But they really build on top of things like virtual machines, websites, HD Insight, and they really sort of extend the Azure services and capabilities that you get from the platform. Now, let's talk a little bit about DevOps, right? Because that's kind of like the topic of conversation. So when you look at the application lifecycle, you have a couple of different parts here, right? So you have sort of planning phase, development and testing, and release phase, and then you want to be able to monitor your applications as they're running, and then be able to plan for the next set of iterations, right? And so how many folks here use DevOps practices in their development environment? That's awesome, right? And so you want to be able to find the right tools and products that will help you through each of these different phases, right? So that's really where the marketplace really helps you do that. So if you think of some basic practices in DevOps as a scenario, you have things like infrastructure as a code or configuration management, right, for your huge topologies. You want to be able to automatically track and the bugs and things like that. You want continuous deployment, and so you have integration, continuous deployment, release management, which is sort of part of your delivery cycle. And then you have things like load testing, and then being able to actually monitor these applications as in the different environments, whether it is staging or production. Right? And so there are different products and tools in the marketplace and from our ISVs that sort of fit into these different best practices and help you enable these different best practices in your environments. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of these practices, right? So if you think about infrastructure as code specifically, the key things that you're looking for as value prop here is that you want accelerated delivery, right? You want to make sure that you're able to optimize your resources so you're not using too many nodes and you can actually configure your infrastructure to be relevant to your actual deployment. And you want to be able to configure your infrastructure as code itself so you can actually debug these as you go through the different environments. And so you don't get completely different different infrastructure that's manually managed in these different environments, right? And if you think about something like continuous delivery, you're looking at, once you sort of integrate the code into your CI system, you want to make sure that you're actually getting a consistent experience as you move from development to staging to production. And then there's as less human intervention as possible, and you get repeatability and consistency as you sort of go through these different stages, right? So these are sort of the key value props that you get from the core DevOps scenarios. Now, sort of thinking back to the different practices that we saw earlier, let's look at what are the different tools that are available, like some examples of tools that are available that sort of help you through those different practices. So for things like infrastructure as code or configuration management, you have things like Chef and Puppet. Then you have automated testing, so you can use something like Mantis. And then you have repositories and continuous integration, so you have GitHub Enterprise, Antifactory for artifacts, you have CloudBees or other versions of Jenkins as well. You have things like Octopus Deploy for continuous delivery, and a load testing with Load Runner, and application monitoring applications like AppDynamics or Splunk or Datadog. Right? And this is just a very small example. There's a ton more applications that enable these different practices, right? So how many of you guys have used any of these applications? Like, yeah? So they're great. They're popular. They're awesome vetted applications in the market. And what we do is we work with these different ISVs to make sure that these applications work as expected on the Azure platform. So as you just deploy them or evaluate them, you get access to these applications in the same format that you would expect if you acquired them outside, but they're certified and work great on the Azure platform. Right? So the key thing here, though, is that there's a bunch of these different products, but the key thing is you want to be able to take time to evaluate these products, right? DevOps is really core to your entire cycle, and you want to be able to make sure that the tools that you pick and the products that you pick are going to be great, your folks are trained to use them, and you don't have to keep changing them all the time because they're very core to your practices, right? And so what does it really mean to evaluate these products on the marketplace or on the Azure platform, right? So let me show you a little bit of what the test drive is. So I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll jump to a demo and show you what that means, right? So test drives is a great way for you to actually try products on the Azure platform for completely free. And what I mean by completely free is that you don't need an Azure subscription even to run these, right? So our ISVs, they create these hands-on, step-by-step manuals and labs for you to actually try out specific practices and DevOps scenarios, and there's tons of different products, and there's a bunch of products in the DevOps space as well, for you to go in and try these, so that once you've actually vetted these applications in a real-life scenario on Azure, you can then have the confidence to then get them and deploy them in your own subscriptions, and then scale them out and look at the right topologies that you'd want to deploy them on your environment. So let's take an example of a test drive, and I'll show you a quick demo of what that looks like on the marketplace itself. So this is the Azure Marketplace. I don't know how many of you guys have actually seen this. This came out early February, and so we pumped up the experience, make it a lot nicer for you to discover products and evaluate products as well. And so the thing that you notice here is that there's a bunch of categories, there's a ton of different applications. There's also different integrators of trials. And so if you go here, you can kind of see that there's different ways for you to try products. And so there's test drives, and then there's 30-day free trials. Now, I'm going to quickly call out the difference between that. Now, test drive, as I mentioned, completely free. You don't need an Azure subscription to run it. And the 30-day free trials, you do run them on your own subscriptions, but the software is actually free for 30 days. So you can then sort of evaluate much longer cycles how you feel about a particular product. But there are multiple different ways to evaluate products completely for free. Right? And so you have a ton of these different applications here and different scenarios, and you can sort of play with this. And there's actually some DevOps tools that are called out here as well. But I'm going to quickly click on Test Drive just so I can give you a quick demo of it. And in the spirit of DevOps, let's look at Chef. And so here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually click on Test Drive, or if I click on the product, it tells me about what the offering is for Chef Server. This is Chef Server 12. That's sort of the offering here. Chef Automate is also available on the marketplace, which is a more end-to-end configuration environment, but this is specific to Chef Server 12. And so what I can do here is I can hit Test Drive. Now, This does not require me to have an Azure subscription, but it requires me to log into the system so it can then keep track of who I am and give me recommendations of other test drives. And so what I'm doing here is I'm actually adding a generic MSA account. And so this is not something that requires an Azure subscription or anything. It's just a general MSA account. I log in, and what this does is it immediately goes ahead and launches the Chef test drive for me, right? I give it a quick authorization, and then it goes ahead and launches this environment for me. Now, depending on how the test drive is configured, there's a couple things that for you to play here. First, you get a video about exactly what you're getting in the test drive. This is not a marketing video in any way. This is going to tell you exactly about the lab environment that you're going to get. And you're going to get an awesome lab manual, which is a step-by-step manual. And it gives you an indication that this is configuring the environment. Now, in certain cases, there are hot instances, and you get assigned to a hot instance immediately. In certain cases, it takes a couple of minutes to deploy. And so what I've gone ahead and done about 30 minutes ago is I set this up in a different account. And so this is what that looks like when a test drive is set up. And so in this particular case, this test drive is available for an hour and 30 minutes. And so that is how much time I have remaining on it. And it gives me the configuration and the different components that were set up. So as part of this test drive, I get a compliance server, I get the actual workstation, and then I get nodes on which I'm actually looking at the configuration. So let me take a quick look at this. So I look at the Chef compliance server, so I'm gonna launch that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this manual that I just talked about and then follow steps on it. So in the manual, and this is sort of the high-level manual, it tells me about what I got as part of the configuration, what are the different nodes, what is this trying to teach me, and then takes me step by step through what I actually need to do to try out this lab. And so here, it tells me to log in, and it gives me the login information, so I'm going to do that here. While I look awkwardly at the screen backwards. And so I log into my compliance server, and what the lab manual tells me next is that I need to go in and log in using the given indication of the VM, and then I need to add a node for me to actually check the compliance. And so what I'm gonna do is that once I add the computer name, I'm gonna add a node, and what it tells me is to add a specific IP address and provide the login information for that node. So I provide the IP address, choose a VNRM environment, and then put in the login credentials for this. And the super secret credentials here, and I add this node to the compliance server. And so what I can do now is I can click on this, and then I can actually do a scan on this node. And so in this case, I look at the manual, and it tells me to mark the node, and then hit scan, and then choose the base windows. So I choose that, and then I hit scan. And what this will now do for me is it'll actually gonna scan the node and tell me if I'm out of compliance, right? And so let's wait for that for a couple of seconds. And so what the rest of the manual actually tells me, since I've played with this, is that it allows me to understand what issues are on the actual node, and then it allows me to log in to the workstation and use recipes to fix the configuration and then come back here and check. So it really gives me an end-to-end way to look at a compliance issue, figure out how to fix it, and then come back and check what's going on. So I understand how to monitor and fix issues using Chef. Right, and so it's like a really good end-to-end lab of a typical scenario. So in this case, like I said, it's going to show that you have a critical issue, and then it's then going to, if you go through the rest of the manual, it's going to tell you about how to log in to the Chef server workstation and use a recipe that provides you to fix this issue and then check again on the compliance server. So it's a really great way for you to understand how Chef works on Azure. So I encourage you to go back and try. And again, it's completely free for you to do this. And Chef enables you to be able to do that for completely free. Now that we've talked about a specific product, the key thing that I want to let you know here is that we understand that everyone has a very specific customized environment, right? And there are different tools that work really well for your team. Now, the key thing is that because these applications are available on Azure and they appear to Azure Resource Manager like any other Azure service or application, this can now be integrated with Azure Resource Manager templates for you to create an end-to-end environment of your choice and a topology of your choice. And so the key thing here is if I want to set up, say, a continuous deployment environment, I'm really looking at everything from a code repository, CI server, all the way to the environment that I'm deploying it on, potentially with containers. And what I'm trying to do is understand that there's actually products in every single piece of the way, and they can be put together as part of a topology. And this is an example topology that's available for you to go look at offline. But the key thing for you to remember as part of that is that there's actually a triplet that is available, which indicates what the image actually is. That is a certified vetted image from the ISV. And so I'm going to quickly take you to a place where you can understand what that triplet looks like so you know what you're using, right? So let's quickly switch back to my window here. And so here, there's a bunch of community quick start templates that are available on Azure for different types of products. So it's Azure services as well as products and different products put together. There's tons of cool configurations, especially in the DevOps space. Here I'm specifically taking an example around Splunk on Ubuntu. And here it tells you what Splunk offers specifically and what the topology will look like. But what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to hit deploy in Azure. Now what this does is this will sort of take me into a place, and I sort of put in my credentials if I have a subscription, and I log in here, and what I can do is I can deploy that template, or I can take a look at that template, and I want to quickly show you what that triplet looks like. And so here, if I look at this template, it has a set of like parameters and variables and the resource definitions, and I specifically look at variables, and I can now look at this piece, the image reference piece, which is critical here, right? So the image reference piece is a triplet, and it specifically is an identifier for the ISV certified image that comes from the marketplace. Now, in this specific place, you can see that this is not from Microsoft. This is an image from Splunk, and it's a specific offer and SKU. And so each of the marketplace images have a specific triplet that they work with. And so you can really mix and match and create a topology of your choice. But as long as you have the triplet in place, you know for sure that you're actually using an ISV certified image and you're good to go. You're going to have a good, safe deployment. And so there's a bunch of different examples, and there's a ton more. I just pulled out a couple of examples here for you to go look at different DevOps products and tools that have different templates that are available. Another thing to note is that if you deploy any product from the marketplace, you can generate a template exactly like you just saw and take a look at the full topology of the ARM template and play with it. Now, last but not least, a really important thing I want to call out here is that the Microsoft account teams and the ISVs are trained to work together to help you pick the right products, understand solutions, and figure out if you have any open questions. And so if you're not already working with a Microsoft account representative that is working with your company, you need to find them and you need to talk to them, because they're not just Azure experts and they're specialists specifically also in the Azure space, like the principal solution specialists and the architects, the cloud and the data side, who are actually set up and trained to help you set up environments on Azure with ISV products. And what they will help you with is not just be co-advisors on ISV products, but they can help bring the ISV into a discussion with you in case you have open questions on these solutions. So definitely reach out, whether you want to get access to an ISV or whether you want to get a trained SI who can help you set up the ISV product on Azure. Both ways, your account representatives are your best friends. So you need to find them and you need to reach out to them. So the key takeaways or recap of what we learned here is that when it comes to DevOps practices, we have a ton of products in the marketplace. We provide you a great way for you to discover these products. We give you a way to evaluate a ton of these products, especially for free. And you can also evaluate longer term in your own accounts with software trials. And the big thing is really calling out that you need to engage with your account representatives that work with your company. Also, engage with us, visit the marketplace, try a test drive today. Again, it's free. Give us your feedback. We have a feedback survey that has a couple of quick questions specifically for build. We want to get your understanding. We want to know what you like and what you dislike about the marketplace. And also follow us on Twitter. for any social connection. And so the Azure Marketplace booth is pretty much right over there. So come talk to us. We're here all through Build. Thank you. And let me know if you have any questions.